We have sunshine, humidity, 76 degrees.
It is 8:40 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
You can almost see the humidity in a sense. I don't know whether it's the sun is not, the sky is not as blue or clear as it is for today. But we are inside the Arabica on Park Avenue in Amherst. It is our spotlight on Amherst, the sandstone center of the world, and somebody who's involved with a lot of things that have to do with Amherst and its history is Kathy Dean Dielman with the Historical Society. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, and who else did you bring with you today?
I brought my daughter, Madeline. She is a junior historical consultant with the Historical Society. When I joined the board 4 years ago, she asked, well, what's my job? And I gave her that one, and she's actually pretty good at it.
Now, did she have an interest in history kind of before that, or did this grow out of your involvement with this society?
Yeah, I think she gets that from Mom. History, politics, geography.
Well, I know she's also a speller. Craig, Maddie was in the spelling bee that I was involved with.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did not know
good
that
for
it was
you.
Her. I try to remain neutral to everybody I give words to as I'm pronouncing. It wasn't until after the bee that Katie came up to me and, said that her daughter was part of it as well.
Maddie, you want to say good morning, honey?
Good morning.
Did you enjoy the spelling bee?
Yeah.
So you like spelling other things in school, too, I suppose, too, right?
Yeah.
Now, of course, the history is what you're involved with as well. And what's going on during the summertime for the Historical Society?
Well, in about 4 weeks, we're having German Fest. And this will be our seventh German Fest event. And what we have is live music and dancing and German food. And we're going to have a big display about the Amherst train wreck from 1916. Last year, we had a 100th anniversary celebration. And if you miss the opportunity to see that, we're going to have everything out again so you can see the displays, pictures, articles. Jim Wilhelm, one of our board members, did a wonderful job researching that. And what else are we having? But we had pony rides for the kids and face painting and kids' games. And we have somebody Outback Ray, who does like an animal exhibition. It's a fun for the whole family. It's a beautiful day out at the village. All the village buildings will be open for tours. Maddie and I will be giving tours from 7 to 9 in the Harris Duty House. She does give her own tours upstairs in the house and tells everybody what life was like for a child in the mid-19th century.
Can you give us a little of what you would tell me if I came to there? And what was life like for a child?
Well, they didn't have any indoor plumbing, so if they were to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, they would have to walk outside with a lantern and go in the outhouse. And then they also had a kind of bed that would fold up, which wasn't very safe because the other kids could fold them inside the bed.
Wow.
Now, Murphy beds, yeah.
What did they have chores that they had to do?
A lot of them.
Like what type of things were the kids expected to do?
Like they sometimes had to help cook. And they also had to milk cows and take eggs from the chickens.
What time do you think they had to get up in the morning?
Really, really early.
Really early. Probably where the sun, or if not before the sun, got up as well.
Yeah. And you're not an early bird, so I don't know how well you'd do.
Yeah, I don't think I would do very well.
And their schools were different, too, back then, right, too? Not only did they probably were all in one grade or something, or one school building.
Well, they do the one-room schoolhouse program in Amherst for every third grader. We'll go through that program from even the St. Joe's kids and all the Amherst kids will go through that in the fall. They'll do what a day would be like in a one-room schoolhouse, and then they get a tour of the village after that part of the day. So it's a rite of passage for Amherst students. So, and that's a lot of fun. It's a busy week, but that's a lot of fun when we do that.
Kathy, you mentioned the train wreck. Mm-hmm. For people who may not be familiar, can you share that story?
Oh, sure. The Amherst train wreck happened March 29th, 1916. Two trains, well, one had stopped in a fog. Because, well, it was foggy, couldn't see, and then the train got rear-ended by another one. If you weren't killed on the impact of that, and you weren't in the crumpled mess of everything and got thrown from the train, you got hit from the oncoming train going the other way. It was pretty awful. And most of the people who died, almost all of them, were not from Ohio. Most of them were from New York or Chicago because they were coming or going and just going through this area. And the site of the train wreck was very close to where the village is now. And if you haven't been to our village, it's beautiful. It's all reconstructed buildings. A few of them are original, but only one was there and had never moved, and that's the schoolhouse.
Now, when you say reconstructed, were they... These are buildings of a certain era that have been moved there?
A few of them. Okay. The Harris Duty House was on Oberlin Road. It was built in 1848. There was an addition put in 1861. It was moved in 1990. But two sisters lived there until 1972. The house has never had running water. You think about living in 1972 with no running water yet. And central air was put in then, which is good for when we have to do tours in the summer. And that's just a fascinating little house to go through.
Now, there's a lot of people that you need to help out with this, and I understand you're looking for docents and other volunteers.
Absolutely. At the Historical Society, we are looking for people for new talent, so Wigmans will call new talent, people who want to share their talents with us. Maybe you thought you could never be a docent and give tours, or maybe you thought you could never help with taking care of the village or helping with special events. We have Buy My Lanterns Light coming up in October, and I'd like to be on again for that because that's always a fun interview to do. And we always need help for that. That's a very successful event we have. Last year we had probably the best turnout we've ever had, and we had several hundred people come through to hear the stories about Amherst, all told with a spooky twist.
We're talking today with Kathy Dean Dielman and her daughter Maddie here from the Amherst Historical Society. You have a garage sale coming up?
Oh, yes.
Right?
We have a garage sale coming up in and end of July, July 29th from 8 to 3. So come find a treasure. We've got lots of people cleaning out their garages and bringing them to them. And I always end up buying more than I deposit
you,
there.
You participate in the process is what you're doing.
Yeah, right? Much to my husband's chagrin.
So these are members of the society that bring things to help, and then the money is used for?
Just for the upkeep of the village and for the society. It's very expensive to maintain all those buildings and maintain the grounds. It does, and everything is run by volunteers except for our administrative assistant and our groundskeeper. Everybody else is a volunteer. So we're always, money's, just like for any nonprofit, money is always an issue.
You also mentioned before we went on that you're going to have a round table, I guess a chance for some older residents to share their stories. Tell me about that.
Oh, yes. Thank you. We could call it an interview with history. We're having some of our seasoned Historical Society members who are like 90-ish tell their stories about growing up in Amherst, maybe what it was like in World War II, what it was like going to school from then to now, and to be able to ask in a first-person way, what... It's always better to do that than reading the book because you can always hear the what and why and how you felt about an event.
And it's their perspective of the stories. You could have two people that lived through the same time, but they went...
That's exactly right.
They're aware of certain things that impacted them in different ways, and that's how it comes together.
You hit the nail on the head with that. That's absolutely true.
Right. And it's interesting. Now, do you find, or maybe you've talked with them too, do they wish for the older times? A lot of times different residents come through the city, and depending on how things change... They talk fondly of it, but they probably appreciate the conveniences that are occurring.
Well, one of the questions that we're going to be talking about on Monday. One of them is going to be, what do you miss most about the past? And one of them is going to be, what are you glad is not a thing anymore? Okay. Or what modern conveniences do you really like? I really enjoy indoor plumbing. I like the clothing styles of the olden days, but, I do appreciate antibiotics.
Right. And a day like today,
kind of
central air.
That's quite helpful.
Sure. Absolutely.
So it's a give and take there.
Wow, that's funny. Well, I guess we've talked with other people from historical societies. They try to maintain a connection to the past, but yet they kind of have to bring everything to the future to appeal to people to be a part of that. So what are some of the things you kind of try to do and make it a part of it?
As the vice president, one of my goals is to make history accessible to everybody. And I don't want anybody to feel excluded from the Historical Society. It gets a reputation of people just being an older people. Well, and that's all who's interested in it.
Don't touch this.
That
it's too
thing.
Old.
Keep right. Don't touch it. Like, don't do this. Don't. Right. Well, then who wants to come back?
Right.
So you want to see, there's a place for me here. this is relevant to my life. I can connect with other generations. That's what, like I mentioned with By My Lantern's Light, we have people in their 80s working with teenagers together on this project. And it's wonderful to see that because you see friendships made, you see bridges crossed. And like with my daughter Madeline here, I'm hoping that she'll have a lifelong love of history like I always have. My grandfather was a history teacher in North Ridgeville, and that's how I learned to love it so much.
Maddie, if you come up to the microphone here, what do you like most about the village? What places do you like to visit or see or just to sit by or maybe?
Well, I really like doing docent work there, and I also really like going to the Harris Duty House because I've always thought it was really cool with all like the fake food and stuff.
Okay.
And I also I also really like being able to work on the Historical Society, not just visiting it.
Now, if you ever tell your classmates that you're a docent, they probably go, "What?" Mm-hmm. I was an adult before I knew what that word meant. It's kind of a unique kind of a thing, but it's an important part of what you do, right?
Yeah.
And I bet she can spell.
Well,
that's not an easy word to spell necessarily.
Oh, you're going to put her on the spot.
Well,
here.
I don't want to.
I'll try.
I'll spot
you
the D.
It.
How does that go?
I'll try and spell it. D O C E N T.
You got it, baby.
There you go. How about that?
Oh, very good.
All right.
I hit the bell. Ding ding. Very good for you. I'll get you practicing for next year's when you get to participate in the spelling bee. Our guest this morning, Kathy Dean Dielman with the Amherst Historical Society and also daughter Madeline. Thanks for stopping in here as well. If people want to get involved, become a docent or help out with some of these programs or what's
the any one of these events. Sometimes the big events are the ways to get your feet wet a little bit and just see what you like and what you don't like. Our number is 988-7255, and we do have the website, amhersthistory.net, and we also have our Facebook page. And that's a great way to get in touch with anybody. And I'm always recruiting and love to talk to anybody who wants to be part of it.
Great. We appreciate you stopping in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
As well, we're glad to be coming to your community, Amherst, for our spotlight today. We've got more coming up. You know, Mercy's a big part of the community, too. And we'll talk with folks from that next.